This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, August 22nd. Well, cattle markets gapped higher yesterday, both live cattle and feeders, in response to a bullish cattle and feed report where placements were quite a bit lower than the trade estimate. But boy, the price action just kind of languished. We couldn't get anything going, continue that movement to the upside, and the markets closed kind of quiet and not really with a whole lot of energy to the upside, especially for live cattle, where it was just a quiet trading range anyway. You managed to gap higher after Friday's reversal up, but you just couldn't do anything with it. In feeder cattle, they had a little bit more energy to them, but there too, the market, it was a fairly small trading range, so just not a lot of momentum to the upside. But it was a gap higher, and the market held those gaps in both the lives and feeders. So we'll see what kind of follow-through we get. The cash trade, we did see some cleanup business yesterday on the Fed trade around 185. That was still down 3 from the previous week. Dress trade at 294 was still down 2, which was in line with where we pretty much closed out last week's cash trade. Box beef values were down for the first time in a couple weeks. We saw the choice down 55 cents at 316. Select was down 103 at 287. The spread lost 48 cents. We're sitting at 28.23. Movement was just a really light 64 loads, which is surprising even for a Monday where you tend to see your lowest volume. That's light at only 64 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday, 122,000 head. So that was up 3,000 from the week prior and down 1,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index, seeing some strength finally, up $1.19. We're sitting at 245.23. So after a good long week of just chopping back and forth in a very narrow range, looks like the feeder cattle index seeing a little bit of momentum to the upside. So the cattle trade in general, I think we tested the low end of the trading range on both lives and feeders. The markets held. We reversed off of that on Friday, got a gap up yesterday. So it does suggest, we're moving away from the support level, still holding in a very well-defined range. And my guess is the market's going to, start to drift to the upside just simply because we're holding and the buyers have stepped up here. Still carving out what would be a seasonal low. I think that's just what's kind of holding the market in check. But when you look at the bigger picture, you see how demand is holding together at record high prices. You see the economy chugging along. We keep adding jobs. All of that is supportive to beef consumption at a time when supplies are declining and they're only going to get tighter. Calves are going to get tighter as we start to retain heifers. All of this just combines to support especially the feeder cattle market, and in turn supports the live cattle trade. And, both of them are moving together, obviously. So I don't see anything bearish really developing here unless the economy takes a hit, unless we get that much talked about contagion from China. A lot of things can happen that would derail us. But for now, market looks pretty solid. Here we are, we're pacing sideways at record highs. Clearly the market is comfortable, quote unquote, with these price levels, but they are holding together. And I think that as you get into the fall, when you tend to see beef prices start to move higher anyway, that's going to give us that energy to push beyond this trading range and into that next leg up, which would take us into new all-time highs. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.